أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، كل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Dear brothers and sisters, as a continuation of what we continued yesterday, we're going to continue in regard to what remained from the issues of La ilaha illallah as the first pillar of the pillars of Islam. So far we covered the meaning, the pillars, the conditions. And we said we are going to talk about the invalidators of La ilaha illallah. Now, we said there are certain things that can invalidate La ilaha illallah. There are many. In fact, there are many, many, many things that can invalidate La ilaha illallah. And once the person commit one of those that invalidate La ilaha illallah, he is considered to be kafir, whether he continued to do the worships or he stops, up until he returns back to the religion. How? Up until he repents from what he used to say or do, and he should also seek the forgiveness and pronounce and declare the testimony of faith, the shahada, once again. Why? Because he went out of the parameter of Islam. From these things, alright, let's see. From these things, what do you have from these things? Yeah, brothers and sisters. Shirk. Alright, shirk. Okay, shirk akbar, shirk riya, all shirk, all shirk. Although the ulama says that there are two kinds of shirk, which is shirk asghar and shirk akbar. The difference between both is shirk asghar can be found in hidden, like show off. Show off isn't like hypocrisy. Both are hidden, but hypocrisy is shirk akbar. Show off riya is shirk asghar. But both are hidden, which is a shirk al khafi. This shirk asghar, which is the like of riya, show off, or swearing by other than God, by other than Allah, which what we call it shirk of shirk in saying the verbal shirk. Once the person says, for example, were you and Allah well? Were you and Allah well? What happened? This is called shirk al-anfar, a verbal shirk. And this is shirk asghar. When we say shirk asghar, it doesn't necessarily mean it is something simple. No. When we say minor, we don't mean that it is simple. No. It is very dangerous. Because some of the ulama said that Allah did not differentiate between shirk asghar and akbar in the ayah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَنْ يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. So the ulama says that Allah didn't differentiate between these two. Asghar and Akbar. It's only shirk. However, we could find the difference between these two from the sunnah. When the Prophet ﷺ hears the man saying, وَالْكَعْبَ, by the Kaaba, the Prophet ﷺ said to him, whomsoever wants to swear, should he swear by Allah, not by anything else, not by the Kaaba. But he didn't tell him to declare the testimony of faith. Aziz ﷺ did not consider that this person is kafir. He did not consider that he committed a shirk akbar. So he remained in the folk of Islam. But he committed one kind of shirk. And as it is said, لا تحقرن صغيرة إن الجبال من الحصى. Don't look to the small stone or to the small sin as a small sin, but look to whom or against whom you did the sin, as the mountain is only a collection of small stones. Small pieces of sand made this big mountain. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَمُحَقِّرَاتِ الذُّنُوبِ فَإِنَّهُنَّ مَجْتَمَعْنَا عَلَى مْرِئٍ إِلَّا أَهْلَكْنَهُ. Stay away from the sins that people think it's minor, small, as they never come together around or over one person except that they destroy him. They destroy him. Why? Because the sin beside the sin, this become a real major sin. And they always say, don't look to the sin itself, but look to the one who gets angry of your sin, which is Allah. Allah Ta'ala is the great and the grand. So you don't look to that small sin. You look to the one whom you committed the sin against, which is Allah. And once you have this formula in your mind, you always think, Before you go and do any sin, whether it is shirk or only sin, whether major sin or minor sin, you will only stop there and say, oh, whom I'm going to make angry now? It is Allah, the Master, the Lord, the controller of all this universe. You then need to stop, okay? As Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, that the believer will consider his minor sin as a mountain falling on his head. It's something huge. But the hypocrite will look to his major sin like a fly stood on his nose and he pushed it away by his hand. That's all what he thinks. That is very simple, huh? That is our book. While the believer knows, the believer thinks that this is very, very dangerous. Very dangerous. The sin is very dangerous. It can put the one in the fire permanently. Why? Because he disrespects his Lord, Allah. And that's very dangerous. So the shirk, although we have shirk akbar and shirk asghar, let's talk about the shirk in general. As Allah Ta'ala, in the Quran did not differentiate between akbar and asghar. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, ya ikhwa, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat 72, Surah Al-Ma'idah, ayat 72, Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ وَمَأْوَاهُ النَّارِ وَمَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ Verily, he whomsoever commits shirk along with Allah, فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ This kind of person, Allah made it forbidden for him to get to the Jannah. So where will he go to? In the hereafter, it is not, if you don't find a place in the Jannah, you can't take a hotel. It is not, if you don't find a place in the Jannah, just come beside it, build a tent, go find a tree and stay beneath. No, ya ikhwa. To give you a clear picture of that day, that day has three things, or let's say four things. The blame line of resurrection, and then you have on the other side the Jannah, and between the blame line of resurrection and the Jannah is the fire. There is the glashing fire. Above this fire is the bridge. Now, you gonna build up a picture of a bridge in your mind. Which bridge it is? Is it like Chicago Bridge? Is it like the Saudi Bahrain Bridge? No, ya ikhwa. It is a very thin and sharp bridge. It is as thin as a piece of hair and as sharp as the sword. That's how it is. And that is very, very, very dangerous. Very serious. Beside all that, this bridge, the Sirat, the Jisr, has clamps on it that holds the feet of the oppressors, the mushrikeen, the wrongdoers, and it will take them into the fire. They cannot run. And besides that, Ikhwan, now the sharp bridge, the thin bridge, the clamps on it, Beside all that, it is burning beneath you. The fire, which the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam described, saying, this fire was brought on for 1,000 years. Only burning the fuel in it. Only building up. The fire, up until it became very red. And then again, another 1,000 years, only fuel in, until it became very blue. And this means the changes of the degree. And then another 1,000 years, all fueling until the fire becomes very, very dark. Very, very dark. Imagine that now. It is very dark. It is very extremely hot. The bridge is as thin as the piece of hair, as sharp as the sword. It has clamps that takes people down to the fire. And beside all that, the angel of Allah. And beside all that, the lightning that Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah. It is very dark, and then it lightens very quickly, very in a few seconds, and it goes off. Imagine now if you are staying in a room which is very dark, and suddenly a massive amount of light is put in that room. Many spotlights were put on in that room. How are you gonna see? Your eye going to burn, to be burned. You're going to scratch your eye. Put your hand on your eyes to protect from the much light. And then in a few seconds, that light goes off. Now the darkness is doubled. The darkness now is doubled. Yes, you became to the first situation where you were in the dark. But now, the dark came to be more darker than before. Why? Because of this, of the huge amount of light given to your eyes, accidentally. So that is very dangerous, dear brothers and sisters. That is really dangerous. So one needs to be careful, need to realize the situation. Akhi, if we say, take a match, light it up, put your hand, your finger on it. What are you gonna feel? You're gonna cry even if you are a boxer, a wrestler, a big giant person. You're going to cry because the sensor in your body is in your skin. And that's why Allah said in the Quran, كُلَّمَا نَضِجَتْ جُلُودُهُمْ بَدَّلْنَاهُمْ جُلُودًا غَيْرًا لِيَذُوقُ الْعَذَابِ. That is in the Quran. And every time their skin goes off because of the burning of the fire, we replace them with a new skin. So they taste the torment. They taste the punishment, the torment. That is how fire looks like, ikhwan. It is very dangerous. It is not that simple, dear brothers and sisters. It is very dangerous. So, when Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّهُ مَنْ يُشْرِكُ اللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ, that who he commits shirk, verily Allah made it forbidden for him to get to the Jannah. Where is he going to go to? A hotel? To the beach? To the beach? To some friends? No. No place there in the devil's action. No place. Only one of two. Only one of two. It is either the Jannah or the fire. Allah Ta'ala said, فريق في الجنة وفريق في السعير. A group in the Jannah and a group in the fire. That's how it is going to be. That's how it is going to be. So if he doesn't find a bliss in the Jannah, where is he going to go to? The fire. But look at this. Is he going to come to the Jannah and look, please let me in, please, if there is any place or space? No. We said that the blend line of resurrection, the fire, and then the Jannah. So he's not anyway going to reach the Jannah. Before the Jannah, those people who committed shirk are going to fall into the fire. Just before that, he might say, "Oh, I will hold on the bridge, on the Sirat." We say, "No, you can't hold on the bat. You can't, because as we said, it is very sharp, first of all, and it is very hot, extremely hot. The fire is beneath it, and the clamp is going to take you and throw you into the fire." You are not kidding. You are not in this jail in this life. You are not in a prison. You are before Allah. You are there with no joke. It's real. You got to imagine that, akhi. You got to imagine that, ukhti. It is very dangerous, very serious. If those who passed away can't come back and tell us about what they have seen, what they saw, and it's all what is described in the Quran, that the newborn baby is going to have gray hair. Why? Because of the trial in there. There are many different forms of shirk, ikhwan. Who can tell us some of them? What are the forms of shirk? What are the actions or sayings that when someone falls in it, we say he falls into the shirk? Ikhwan. Everyone can write one. Bismillah. Let's start. Bismillah. Give me one example of the shirk. Calling on the dead, seeking help from other than Allah. Okay, shirk al-khafi, which is riya or nifaq, show off or hypocrisy. What else, ikhwan? Shirk fil rububiyyah. Slaughtering for other than Allah. Worshipping other than Allah. Man-made laws. Slaughtering for someone other than Allah. Azza wa Jal. Vowing for other than Allah. Shirk al-ta'a. To obey someone to the limits that you disobey Allah. Making vows for other than Allah. Swearing by someone other than Allah. Cursing the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba. And this need to have some details, inshallah. One day we're gonna come to that. Shirkun niyyah. Seeking refuge by other than Allah. Putting your trust in other than Allah. Shirk al-niyyah wal-irada, yeah, that's true. So these are forms, okay. What about... setting a mediator between you and Allah? We know that tawassul or interceding, intercession, has two forms. One permissible, one impermissible. Permissible intercession is to intercede to Allah with your actions. Say, Ya Allah, I ask you by my faith, by my iman, by my love to you and to your brother, to give me this and this. The impermissible one, you say, Ya Allah, I ask you by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, by the light of the Prophet, we say this is impermissible. But is this shirk or not shirk? Yala yakhwa. For those who say shirk, time number one. For those who say no, time number two. Yala, quickly please. Shirk or not shirk? One or two? One is shirk, two is not shirk. Okay, one, shirk, shirk. Okay, we have shahadat wa nabi two, which is not shirk. Alright, as most of the guys who brought forward, they said shirk, except for two shahadat wa nabi and Muslima. I don't know if I'm pronouncing your name correctly, because I'm hesitating to say it. Wannabi. Okay. How did I pronounce it? Wannabi? Wannabi. Okay, I got it now. I got what you mean. Okay. Wannabi. Shaheed wannabi. Alright, okay. Fine. Now, those who said, no, it is not shirk, can you please tell us what it is if it is not shirk? Those who say it is not shirk, can you tell us what it is if it is not shirk? Child wanna be? Go ahead, child wanna be. And Muslima, jealous. It is dislike. It is bitter. Yes, hungry. That's true. Hungry for ilm. It is bitter. It is yet not to reach the limit of shirk. Why? Because the difference between the bid'ah and shirk is the shirk that they call the Nabi, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or the dead. If he says, Ya Rasulullah, help me, Ya Rasulullah, intercede for me, Ya Rasulullah, guide me, Ya Rasulullah, this is shirk. Pure shirk. Because Ya, this should be only for Allah. Oh Allah. But if one gives it to other than Allah, this is shirk. If a person says, Oh Allah, I want you to give me by my love to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is not considered to be shirk. But it is bid'ah. It is bid'ah. Yes, it is dislike. Dislike. Many things are dislike to Allah. Many things. Smoking cigarette is dislike. That is a general definition for all things that Allah Ta'ala doesn't like. But it is bid'ah. It is not shirk, it is bid'ah. So we got the difference between shirk and bid'ah clear. Alright. But if the person takes this wali or nabi as a mediator between him and Allah, and asks this mediator, come to him and say, Ya Rasulullah. Okay, like this example, Abu Abdul Majid says that some Sufis say Shifa, Ya Rasulullah, means Ya Rasulullah, give me or cure me from my illness. Or Shafa'a, I don't know what he meant. Whether Shifa or Shafa'a. Or Shafa'a, Ya Rasulullah. Or Shafa'a, Ya Rasulullah. All this is shirk. Why, Ikhwan? Why this is shirk? Why this is considered to be shirk? Why do we say that this is shirk, Ikhwan? Can anyone tell me why this is shirk? And it's calling other than Allah true. That is why it is shirk. When we say, Shafa'ak ya Rasulullah, Shafa'ak ya Rasulullah, this is shirk, yes. This is shirk. While the other form, if one says, Ya Allah, by your Prophet, by the right of your Prophet, give me Shafa'a, we say this is bid'ah. This is not shirk. However, this is bid'ah. However, this is bid'ah. So one should not use it. One should not use it. Okay. Another form of shirk. Another form of shirk. Magic or sorcery. That is also shirk. That is kufr. When one plays magic, that is shirk. That is shirk. How do we prove that? As what Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Al-Baqarah. Alright, that's about, okay. Call on me, I will answer your prayers. That's correct. That's in Surah Al-Baqarah too. إِذَا سَأَلَكَ عَبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةِ الدَّاعِي فَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Alright, in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Ta'ala said, as in Ayah 102, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر حتى يقولا إنما نحن فتنة فلا تكفر. They won't let anybody learn they won't teach anybody sihr up until they tell him, then we are sent to the earth as a trial. So don't fall into kufr. They warn him. And by that Allah Ta'ala named sihr as kufr. Named sihr as kufr. So it is kufr. It is kufr. Those who exercise sihr are people falling into kufr. Those who go to the magicians and they don't have the, yani they don't believe, but they just go to see and enjoy. We don't say that these people fall into kufr, but we say that, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that these people must pray, but for 40 days, their prayers are not going to be accepted. But they still have to pray. They still have to pray. As what the Prophet ﷺ said, they still have to pray. However, their prayers is not accepted. Their prayers is not accepted. Why? It is as a warning first and a punishment for those who fall into it. However, those who go to the magicians and believe in what they say, and who can guarantee that he doesn't believe? You see something very, very strange, very, very, to your eyes, believable. So how come you guarantee that you won't believe? So if you fell into belief in what the sahir or what the magician says, then this is kufr, real kufr. So one needs to be careful. Even if one is falling to sihr, I mean he was affected with sihr, he should not go to the magicians in order to treat. This is forbidden. Even though some of the scholars said this is allowed, however, the sihr was known to the at the time of the Prophet ﷺ, but the Prophet ﷺ didn't allow anybody to go and treat from the sihr with the sahir. That is not allowed. Alright. Also, from the things can invalidate mocking on the religion of the Prophet ﷺ, or the Prophet ﷺ, the wives of the Prophet ﷺ, anything from the Sharia that is shirk. That is kufr. That is an invalidator of Islam, of La ilaha illallah. When one mocks on the Prophet ﷺ, or whatever the Prophet ﷺ came with, then it is kufr, iyadan billah. It's out of Islam. Even if he prays, it's out of Islam. So if one, for example, sees a Muslim woman covered with the niqab and abaya, and he laughs and says, "Ha, look at the black bag or black blanket," or we say, "Listen, this is kufr. Whether you mean it or you don't, this is kufr." If one mocks his brother who is wearing taut clothes up to and above the ankles, and he say, "Oh, look at this," and he start give some silly names, we say this is also kufr. If one mocks anything of the Sharia, for example, polygamy, if one says, "What's that? Look, they do like hen and chicken," say, this is kufr. This is kufr, ikhwan. Why? Simply because Allah Ta'ala said in Surah At-Tawbah, 65 and 66, قُلْ أَبِ اللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad, to them, who are they? They were some people who went to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the journey of the Battle of Tabuk. On the way, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam camped somewhere. So these people were healed by Al-Arqam ibn Abi Al-Arqam radiallahu anhu, when they said, "We never saw like our Qurra." Qurra at that time means the scholars of the Sahaba. They have big stomachs, meaning that they eat a lot. While this is not the truth, they just wanted to mock them. Otherwise, what is the relation between mocking and eating? I mean, if one eats a lot, when we say he eats a lot, do we say that he is he is kafir. If one says to his friend, oh, he eats a lot, does that mean sihr? Now we say no. We say no. And they said that they are quads. They said that they are quads. So, why did they say that? They said in order to show some fun against Islam. It's not because they're individuals, because of their personality. It's because of the knowledge they have. Why they mocked only the Qurra, the ulama? There were many people in the army. They only choosing the Qurra, so they turn the people away from them. And that is danger. That is kufr. That is kufr. So Allah Ta'ala said to the Prophet, tell them, when the Prophet hears about what they said, they came apologizing, saying, Ya Rasulullah, we did not mean it, we were just joking. Allah Ta'ala said, tell them, O Muhammad, there is you find anything else to joke with except Allah, His verses, His messenger. Then Allah Ta'ala said to them, don't apologize. You have committed kufr after you were believers. So, it is very dangerous to mock the Muslims or Islam or any of what the Sharia came with. You have to be careful. You have to be very, very, very careful. From the things that can take a person out of Islam is believing that the way of ruling or judging of other than the Prophet ﷺ is similar to the way of the Prophet ﷺ or better. Then this is kufr. But this, we have to be careful because so many people are using it to make takfir upon the rulers, Muslim rulers today. We say no, the ulama said that if these rulers believe that this kind of ruling is better than what the Prophet ﷺ came with, then this is kufr. But how can we know? That is something unknown until they declare it. If they declare it and say that they believe so, then this is kufr. Then this is kufr. Right. Also, who hates any of what the Prophet ﷺ came with? He says, oh, I don't like this sunnah. Say, excuse me, this is kufr. This is kufr. What is the sunnah, for example? Let's say the sunnah of siwak, of toothbrush. Toothstick, sorry. If it says, I don't like it, I hate it. Then we say, this is kufr. But if he doesn't use it, we cannot say that this is kufr. Up until he hates it, then this is kufr. Then this is kufr. And the like. Also, who believes that any of the people can be exempted from practicing the Sharia of Islam. If he says, Mr. So-and-so, no problem, he is exempted from implementing the Sharia of Islam. He is exempted from prayers. He doesn't need to pray. Why? Because he reached certain level. We say, no, no, no. Allah Ta'ala said, واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. To the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, worship, O Muhammad, worship the Lord up until you die. Yaqeen is death there. They also want one of the reasons that makes the person falls into shirk or kufr and goes out of Islam is turning away from the religion, from the knowledge. He embraces Islam, but he doesn't want to learn. So he says, now this is danger, because if you don't learn your religion, then you are going to fall into the shirk and kufr. As what it was said, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرَّ لَا لِلشَّرِّ لَكِنْ لِتَوَقِّيهِ وَمَنْ لَا يَعْرِفِ الشَّرَّ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ يَقَعْ فِيهِ. I knew the evil for, not for the evil, just to avoid it, as one who doesn't know the evil from the good, he would fall into the evil. And Allah Ta'ala in Surah Al-Sajdah ayah 22 said, وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. وَمَنْ أَظْلَمُ مِمَّنْ ذُكِّرَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّهِ ثُمَّ أَعْرَضَ عَنْهَا. Who is worse than the one who is reminded with the verses of his Lord, the revelation of his Lord, the message of his Lord, and he turns away? He doesn't want to learn, he doesn't want to hear, he doesn't want to know. And then Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّا مِنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُنْتَقِمُونَ. We are going to revenge and punish those wrongdoers. So it is very clear. The one who curse Allah, curse the Prophet, curse the religion, curse the Quran, or curse all the Sahaba, this is kafir. This is kafir. The one who says that he is upon such and such religion other than Islam, Christianity, Buddhism, Hinduism, Sikhism, whatever it is, if he says he is upon that, even if he is joking, then he is out of Islam. He is kafir. Is out of Islam. You know why? That is because that this person has put himself into a shoes that doesn't fit him. He should be standing on the solid land of Islam and never even joke with that. No joke with that, brothers and sisters. No joke. That's all for today. We'll leave you, inshallah, until we meet again on Friday, 11 o'clock in the evening Saudi time. Wallahu a'lam. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.